Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Curtis Brogue. He is the Enhanced Learning Program Coordinator for Mid Prairie High School, and he's also going to guide the school's new eSports program. Curtis, let's first just explain to people what eSports is and how it works.
Well, I think the biggest difference is it's not video games in sense where you're playing one-to-one. It's actually a cooperative activity. It is online, and you do compete against people from maybe just down the road or across the country or in another country. It does involve teamwork. There's new games all the time. There's different positions or roles you play in those games. It usually involves between 2 and 5 participants per team.
The school board recently approved a budget of about $31,000 for eSports at Mid Prairie. Walk us through how you got everything put together, how you're going to hopefully get to eSports and an eSports team up and running by spring, correct?
Yes, actually, it's a kind of a longer road. It started in 2018, and we had some interest, and we had a lot of students, and we did a lot of talking, and then we really got a big push when Jerry Richardson from Digicon donated $6,000 worth of parts and helped us build a couple computers. That still wasn't enough because, like I mentioned before, you need 2 to 5, but that really got things going. And I want to point out that these computers are also used during the day for independent study, for designing things, for learning higher end programming. And so that really got us started. And then what's really cool about this whole thing is it's been student led. Last year, we had some students that really, really wanted to get into play League of Legends. And the state organization, which started off very small, very grassroots, that is now an official organization, the Iowa High School Esports Association, had a kind of a club tentative thing going on. We actually participated from a student's house, and the kids actually carried their own gaming computers every time we wanted to play, which was about once a week with the League of Legends. So from those students, branched out and started a coding club here with the few computers we had that were at that level. And so we're really looking forward to what the future holds. Esports is always evolving. There's always new games. One thing that's consistent and people need to remember is it is a cooperative effort. It is not all of the games that are played take cooperation between individuals. They are supervised. There are good conduct rules. It's pretty cool because it's played just about by a lot of different people. A lot of young professionals play these games. There are college scholarships out now for esports, and I think it really kind of encourages students and individuals getting into technology.
Well, Curtis, when you finally get this fully functional and operational and up and running, how do you go about putting together your esports team? Walk us through, is there a quarterback? Is there a point guard? How many teams can you have then? And then where your competition will come from?
Well, Mike, that's a good question. So I am not very knowledgeable about the games. I like the everything else it encourages. So last year, I was fortunate enough to rely on my students to make their own calls on who should play varsity. We just had one varsity team, and then we had a lot of other students that would just scrimmage and play. That is something that we'll be looking for community connections, because you really need to know the game itself, because my limited understanding of League of Legends is, it's five individuals, but there's different roles. And not only is there different roles, but you need to play with the same people so you know how they interact. You communicate during the game, and that would be true with all the games. I'm somewhat familiar with Rocket League, which to me looks like soccer with cars, but it's much more advanced there. That's 2 to 3 players. And so I guess I myself am not a gamer, but I see what the discussion brings, and I also see how it crosses over different groups, and it's fun. So I guess I really maybe didn't answer your question about who the quarterback is. That's something we'll be we'll be searching for is someone who can help our students with those strategies that have games. So if anyone out there, you know, give us a call and we'll be glad to take your advice.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Curtis Brogue from Mid Prairie High School. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.